This program is brought to you by Chefs Collaborative, a nonprofit with a mission to inspire, educate, and celebrate chefs and food professionals building a better food system. Change menus, change lives. Learn more at chefscollaborative.org.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Magnifico Radio, the weekly podcast featuring conversations in ethical fashion, clean beauty, and sustainable living. I'm your host, Kate Black, and each week I sit down with designers, makers, and leaders at the forefront of sustainability to discuss their journeys and motivation. This podcast is an extension of my blog, magnifico.com, and that's magnifico.com, and my book, also called Magnifico, Your Head-to-Toe Guide to Ethical Fashion and Non-Toxic Beauty. Today's guest launched a skincare brand out of a need to fix her health and to fix the planet. It's my pleasure to welcome Valerie Grandery. Hello, Valerie.
Hey, bonjour.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm very well. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so Valerie is located in Los Angeles, and so we're recording in Bushwick, so we're making this happen through the technology. So, Valerie, can you start and tell everybody a little bit about your story, why and how you ended up launching a skincare brand?
Yeah. So, I was born and raised in Paris, and then I fell in love with California, and I moved to California with the new millennium, and everything was perfect under the sunny sky of California. And then about 10 years ago, I had breast cancer, and it came with a very bad prognostic. And of course, you know, it's a major wake-up call. You realize that, you know, potentially you just have a few years to live. So it made me realize that if I wanted to heal, I basically had to change everything in my life. And I did. I quit my job. I went back to school to become a health and wellness coach. I started yoga and meditation daily. I adopted a raw vegan diet. And basically, I embarked in this incredible healing journey by really, truly removing toxins from my life. And the good news is that it's been 10 years, I'm still here, I'm cancer-free. But the other good news is that this healing journey really, I mean, this cancer in a way was a chance for me to really dare like I never did before. And what happened is that when I tried to find skincare that was truly pure, you know, I came with my idea of French skincare, where it's, you know, it's all about luxury and penetration and results. And I mean, something that's really like your little sanctuary of beauty morning and night. And I really couldn't find that French skincare without the toxins. And that's when I decided to create a line that would kind of marry, you know, my French skincare with my newly adopted green California living.
It's so funny. That's such a great introduction, but you've skipped over like all of these parts because you moved to California, you fell in love, you started a family, you like the cancer came really out of left field and really took you by surprise, right? Because you had two young children at home at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so when they gave you the prognosis and they started to give you all of the medications and all of the chemotherapy, you kind of stepped out and you went to a wellness institute to kind mm-hmm. of take measure and take stock. So how long were you there, and what happened? How did your family take it when you were like, you know what, wait a second, I think I'm going to take my own health into my own hands?
So, I mean, the reason why I went to this Health Institute in San Diego was really, I was in the course of my chemotherapy, and it was actually my immune system was so compromised that we had to take a break. So I looked for a place where I can go and detox. And when I arrived there, I really, truly, I think I had like maybe 5% life left in me. I was completely destroyed by the chemotherapy. And also my mental state was, the only thing I could think is, you know, you're going to be dead in 5 years. And that was, this story I was telling me all the time was actually just as bad as the cancer itself, I believe. And basically when I went there, I was supposed to be there for a week, but just after a few days, I started to come back to life. It was just so incredible the difference it made to that I realized that, okay, what if this was going to become my lifestyle? What if I truly learned this program and applied it to my life and just really use it as a healing mechanism? So basically, I stayed there for another 3 weeks to learn the entire program, which is a very holistic approach of removing toxins from your body, but from your thoughts and from your spirit. And then after that, I gathered my family and my doctors, and I said, listen, for 6 months, I'm only going to do this program, and because I feel this is what I need, and I feel that this is what's going to heal me. And of course, you know, out of love or out of knowledge, my doctors said, you know, this is crazy, your kids are young, you're going to die. And my family also was not really on board because, you know, they love me so much that for them it's, you know, you listen to doctors. And then I got to the point where I said, everybody, listen, 6 months is all I need. And then in 6 months, you put me in a PET scan, and if you can still find cancer cells, then you can pump me up with everything you want. And after 6 months, they put me in the PET scan, and there was no more cancer cells to be seen. And it's been like this for 10 years.
It's amazing. And so out of the institute and this kind of lifestyle adoption, this is when you started to become a wellness coach because you wanted to help other women?
Yes. I think that, you know, for me, I have a saying is that if you want to master something, teach it, because that's really such a motivation to learn. So basically, you know, I traveled, I met, you know, a lot of people that are into this, you know, basically it's an immunotherapy, right? It's removing the toxins from your body so that your body can do what it knows best how to do, which is heal yourself. And one of the things that I learned and I didn't know is that we make cancer cells all the time, but our immune system is there as a watchdog and just kills the cancer cells as they happen. But what happens is that by some environmental factor or mental factor, what happens is that your immune system starts to be compromised. And instead of, you know, just doing a random, you know, cancer cell that gets destroyed, then the cancer cells don't get destroyed and they create that tumor. And that's when the problem happens. And so I was, you know, it just made so much sense. I'm a very logical person. I don't, you know, believe in like miracle pills or potions, but I believe that if you boost your immune system, you can heal from, you know, many diseases. And basically that by, you know, going back to school, becoming a health and wellness coach and meeting a lot of people and starting to work with clients, that it really gave me the inspiration to stay on that path and to make it my lifestyle.
And so did you start tinkering in trying to make skincare for yourself because you couldn't find anything on the marketplace?
Yeah, exactly. I went to my health food store. It was very interesting because for me, like, you know, changing my diet is going, you know, from a regular French, you know, French diet to raw vegan. It just happened to be very easy because I discovered a whole new world of possibilities and incredible food. And, you know, you really feel like you feed your body with antioxidants. And it was exciting. But when it came to skincare, everything that I found at my health food store was not exciting. You know, it didn't really penetrate. It felt greasy on my skin. It was not luxurious. And I remember I had this kind of aha moment in the store, and I said, you know, what is a French girl to do when she wants skincare without toxins? And I went home and I decided, you know, you're gonna make it yourself.
So what was the very first thing you pulled out of the cupboard? What was the first thing you were like, okay, and it's going to include this?
So before I got sick, I used to produce commercials all over the world. And what I did is I called all my location scouts and I hired them to go and find me the best natural beauty ingredient from their country. And the first one that came was green tea seed oil that arrived from Japan, which has been used by the geisha for years to keep that beautiful, luminescent skin. And then I had a friend of mine send me tamanu oil from the rainforest of Madagascar, which is amazing. I still use in my cleanser. It's very detoxifying. Then I had seaweed that came from Ireland, which I still use. And so my kitchen really became this little apothecary lab with products from all over the world. And I started to create concoctions. And it was really, it started not like I didn't decide to start a skincare company. I wanted something for me. And it really literally transformed my skin. It felt like my skin was finally fed, you know, with superfood. And people noticed, so they asked me what I was doing, and I started making it for them. And then through word of mouth, people, you know, started calling me from all over the world, and then I had a whole article in the French Vogue, and then it got to the point where it just had to become a company, and that's when we launched the company.
That's amazing. And I love actually the backstory, or maybe it's the front story of you launching the company, because the partner that you decided to launch the company with went on to actually help you get into stores, because you guys discovered that not too many people were interested. And what era was this? When was this when you launched and you were having trouble getting into big?
So when we launched in 2009, and we only launched online at first, because one of the principle of our products, they made fresh, you know, every day, and then we ship them all over the world. And my business partner, who is actually the one who convinced me to take it to the next level, because I wasn't so sure I wanted the stress of having my own company again. But basically, he told me, and that's where the name of the company comes from. He said, "Valérie, you need the audacity to really find skincare." And that our name, Audacité, comes, it's kind of a French play on audacity. And together we launched the company, and then about a year later, we felt like we needed to do a pop-up store to show the world that we're starting to have products that we're bridging that, you know, that performance and the purity. And that's how we started to talk about, you know, create really a voice for, you know, natural beauty with results, I would say.
Amazing. And so those pop-ups, for those who don't know you and the backstory, those pop-ups have gone on to become Detox Market.
Yes,
so now,
exactly.
And Detox Market has 4 stores. You're popping up in restaurants and train stations, and now a few malls, I heard. So so this has really kind of become an evolution that's not only spurned this company for you and this new idea about skincare, but also really kind of supported the industry as a whole. So we need to take a quick break, so hold on for 1 second and we'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by Chefs Collaborative, a national nonprofit network with a mission to inspire, educate, and celebrate chefs and food professionals building a better food system. Chefs Collaborative members work to make sustainable practices second nature for every chef in the United States. Chefs Collaborative was founded in 1993 by visionary chefs including Rick Bayless and Alice Waters, who acknowledged the influential role of food professionals on our food choices, our collective personal health, the vitality of cultures, and the integrity of the global environment. Chefs Collaborative believes that the greater culinary community can be a catalyst for positive change by expanding the market for good food and helping to preserve local farming and fishing communities. Change menus, change lives. Learn more about Chefs Collaborative at chefscollaborative.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to Magnifico Radio. I'm your host, Kate Black, and today I'm sitting down with Valerie Grandoury from Audacity. So, Valerie, can you talk a little bit about the challenges of making a food-based or a food quality-based skincare line? Does it need to be stored in a special way? You said that you make fresh batches. Like, how does your business model deal with the intricacies of the formulation?
So, yes, it is a lot more complicated than, you know, loading your products with harsh preservatives, for sure. So there are different levels that need to happen. The first is the freshness of the ingredients. So we work with really extraordinary suppliers all over the world that have an absolute passion for what they do. And they create, like, for example, we get acai oil from Brazil, and they press the seeds with the pulp, so we get this oil that's almost green because it has so much polyphenols in it. And then the oil is packaged in a special glass bottle that preserves all its property, and then it's shipped to us. And then when it is blended in our ingredients, it's again packaged in a special glass bottle that's actually made in Holland that's used to be for medicinal tincture. And then we flush all the oxygen out of the bottle and we cap it. So the whole process of, you know, having fresh ingredient, making fresh batches, packaging it into bottles that really preserve all the benefits of the ingredients, removing the oxygen, basically creates a product that, you know, I always say it's like bursting with its energy when you open it. So it's a very labor-intensive process. But at the end, you really, I always say it's like, you know, picking up a fruit off the tree. This is that kind of feeling when you apply it to the skin. You really can feel the difference.
And because it has no preservatives, what's the shelf life?
So the shelf life, if it's unopened, is 18 months. And then once you open it, we recommend that you use it within 6 months because if we're all about efficacy. And so basically during those 6 months, you're going to have the highest efficacy of all ingredients. After that, it's not going bad, but it starts to lose efficacy. We have a patented system of organic preservation that's made with plant extract, black willow bark, and rosemary extract that make sure that no bacteria or mold can grow into the product. But just like, you know, any natural ingredient, if you try to eat an apple 6 months later, it's not going to be as active, as rich in nutrients as if you were picking it off the tree.
Or even like spices, once you open the spice container, yeah, then the
exactly,
spice kind of starts
exactly.
to lose its potency. And so so I've heard you say that 80% of skin issues are affected by things beyond our control. So from the pollution to stress to sun, and you're really crafting Audacity to kind of help and mend the skin. So what kind of customers and clients do you typically have?
So because we're all about, you know, customization, and I think that's really something that if you're serious about skincare, you know that your skin is constantly changing. It's affected by all the factors that you mentioned, right? So what happens is that, you know, Monday morning you wake up, you've been outdoor all weekend and your skin is dehydrated. Then you go back to work and you're stressed and you have a pimple at night. And then because you're stressed, you don't sleep very well. And then you wake up with total lack of radiance. And there's not one product in the world can do hydration in the morning, pimple at night, and radiance on Tuesday morning. So what Audacity is really famous for is our serum concentrate that allow you to target each specific skin concern. So you can add it to your skin routine to really stimulate the vital functions of the skin in the right direction. And I think that's something that the beauty industry is not really addressing, the fact that all those skin concerns are actually not in your hands. They're in the hands of the pollution, of the weather, of your stress, of your sleep, of your diet. So you need to have the possibility to customize your skin routine.
And so how does it sell? Like when, because now you sell in Nordstrom's and some really kind of higher end department stores. So how do people buy like a package from Audacity?
So I think that, you know, because it's so unique in its, you know, in its voice, and, you know, we're talking about customization, it does amazing in boutiques that offer a true training, you know, to the client. It's like really understanding that once you understand that, because everybody has had that issue, you know, that your skin is changing, it makes so much sense, because you can marry this with all kinds of skincare. And in fact, for example, in Nordstrom, you know how you have big counters of Chanel and Dior and La Mer, and these people sell a lot of my serum concentrate because it helps the client really achieve the results that they need by being able to target their specific skin concerns. So we're not really I didn't really, you know, envision it, but what's happening is that you can marry Audacity, which is completely pure, with products that might, you know, might not be, but that you love and you want to keep. So I always say it's kind of a way to step into a bit more natural. I think today everybody wants a bit more natural, but, you know, it's all about, you know, beauty is all about results, right? So a lot of people still think that natural doesn't work. So this is an easy first step into finding out how natural can make a difference for your skin.
And so if they bought the serum, then that would customize the product that they normally use, because then it would give radiance or moisture or something.
Yes, exactly. If you want a little bit more radiance, you just add a couple of drops in your dose of creme, and then you can apply it pure for a more intensive treatment, or you can mix it into your daily creme.
And then you also do coaching, right, on the website? I'm just on the website now, but don't you do consultation so people who have skin issues can come on the website and actually get walked through this kind of consultation about what they need?
Yes, completely. We have in-house skin coach, so you can either email or call us, and you can have an, you know, really in-depth consultation with one of our skin coaches, because, of course, it's fantastic to put the most, you know, truly natural and you know, potent ingredient on your skin, but we kind of have a holistic approach. So the skin coaching also goes to some of the questions that are going to be, you know, on the level 1 to 10, you know, what is your stress level? You know, on the level 1 to 10, how great is your diet? So we can kind of establish, you know, what is your background and really cater to your skin with exactly what it needs.
Oh, that's amazing. And so are you still using your location scouts to send you secret beauty ingredients from around the world?
So I'm always, you know, really like listening and you know, and searching for new ingredients. We're going to be launching a new product in September, which is completely inspired by my first trip to Japan and to Kyoto. I visited a place where they do matcha, and I'm sure you know matcha, but if any of your listeners don't know matcha, it's powdered green tea leaf. And I discovered the premium grade matcha, which is completely amazing in terms of chlorophyll. When I was there, I thought, you know what, this has to go into one of my next product, and it's going to come out in September.
Amazing. And what's the product called?
It's called the Green Ceremony Cleanser, and it's a cleanser that's in a form of powder that you activate with water, and it turns into this incredibly green, fizzy kind of foam. And so when you use it on your face as a cleanser, it offers both a deep trance, but also it's incredibly energizing for the skin.
And it's just like the tea ceremony, really, to get all foamy. And so anybody who loves green tea is probably going to love this. So
yes.
So I have a few more questions because it's my third season. I've been asking at the end of each interview kind of three quick questions. So my first question is, if your life had a motto, what would it be?
Sorry, say that again.
If your life had a motto, like a rule of thumb.
Oh, a motto.
Yes. What would it be?
Life is beautiful, even if not perfect.
Oh, I love it. Okay. The next question is, who or what inspires you?
Oh, my God. I mean, there's two things that, you know, when I need re-inspiration is nature and art. So I spend a lot of time in nature. Every morning I hike with my dogs, and that's really, we go and watch the sunrise. So that's a moment of really where, you know, I center myself and I really look into, you know, how grateful I am to be given this second chance of life and having this company that's really making such a difference. But and art is always, I travel a lot for work, so I always try to make at least an hour to go and visit a museum, because it's also an incredible source of inspiration.
It's amazing. Okay, and the last question, what's next on your bucket list? What are you working towards?
Well, yeah, I kind of answered, because we have the green ceremony cleanser coming. And then in the bucket list, it's big. I think one of the things that is, you know, has been on my want to do is I want to have a flagship, probably in Los Angeles, that really is, you know, not a wellness center, but a, you know, wellness of the skin. I think that, you know, today it's really all about, you know, breathing new life into your skin, and by doing this, you can enter a world of you breathing, you know, new life into your life.
Oh, I love it. And we didn't mention, and in case people are not familiar with the brand or aren't close to their website, so Odessete is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, no GMOs, and all made in California.
Exactly.
But people can buy it globally?
Yes, absolutely. They can, we're all over the world. You can buy it in Canada through the Detox Market. You can buy it through Nordstrom in Canada, too. You can buy it in France. You can buy it in, we just launched in Japan, in Hong Kong, in England. I mean, it's, and, you know, today everybody shops online. So we actually ship here from our warehouse to, I think it's 35 countries now.
Amazing. And you also still travel and talk about the product and do demonstrations. So if people follow you on social media, they'll be able to see your schedule?
Yes, completely. I just came back from Vancouver. I was in Vancouver on Saturday. I did an event at Nordstrom. A few days before I was in London, and a few days before I was in Paris. So yes, they can follow me and come and meet me. It's really, I love to meet people.
Great. And so where can they find you on social media?
It's Odessete, O-D-A-C-I-T-E.
Great. Odessete, and odessete.com is the website. Valerie, okay. Thank you so much for joining me today. I love sharing your story and your products. Thank you all for tuning in to the Heritage Radio Network. You can also find and subscribe to Magnifico Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you find great podcasts. And if you like what you hear, kindly give us a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And also a rating. It helps us rank higher amongst conventional beauty podcasts and to push these conversations forward. Have a question, want to be a sponsor, recommend a guest? You can email me at radio@magnifico.com. Don't forget, that's magnifico.com. And want to learn more about clean beauty? Head over to magnifico.com. Thanks for listening, and until next week.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.